Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to the CBS Evening News ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Tonight, Brittany Griner is on her way home, freed after nearly 10 months in a Russian prison. The prisoner swap on a tarmac. The WNBA star with a noticeably shorter haircut is released as the so-called Russian merchant of death walks free. Tonight, the new details about how the deal was made and why it did not include Marine veteran Paul Whelan. Protections for same-sex and interracial marriages. The House passes a monumental bill. More on what it means and why this could be Nancy Pelosi's final act as Speaker. How low will gas prices go and when? Tonight, there's relief at the pump, but Americans are still paying more for groceries. Our Nora O'Donnell sits down with Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen.
What is 2023 going to look like for the average consumer?
Celine Dion opens up about health challenges. The music superstar's revelation that's forcing her to cancel shows. And Eye on America, mentoring those in foster care and the life-changing opportunities that follow.
This is the CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell, reporting from the nation's capital.
Good evening, and thank you so much for joining us. I'm Jerika Duncan. Nora is on assignment. Her interview with Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen in just a moment. But first, American Brittany Griner is on her way home. She was arrested for possession of cannabis oil nearly 10 months ago, sentenced to 9 years in prison, and sent to a penal colony in Russia. Her release was part of a prisoner swap for international arms dealer Victor Boot. The so-called merchant of death was serving a 25-year federal prison sentence in Illinois for conspiring to kill Americans and for supporting terrorism. Left out of the deal was ex-Marine Paul Whelan, imprisoned in Russia since 2018 on espionage charges. We have team coverage tonight of this story and begin with CBS's Margaret Brennan. Margaret, good evening.
And good evening to you, Jerika. These final details came together within just the past 48 hours. U.S. officials feared it could all fall apart, and it wasn't until very early this morning that officials here in Washington breathed a sigh of relief when Brittany Griner finally boarded a U.S. plane.
I'm glad to be able to say that Brittany's in good spirits. She's relieved to finally be heading home.
Gathered in the Oval Office, President Biden and Brittany Griner's wife, Sherelle, spoke by phone with the 32-year-old basketball star once she had been handed over.
Today, I'm just standing here, overwhelmed with emotions.
Russian state media showed video of the swap on the tarmac at Al Bateen Airport in Abu Dhabi. Griner and convicted arms dealer Victor Boot walked towards one another and then headed to separate planes home. In Russian video filmed days earlier, Griner is seen signing what appears to be release forms.
Do you know where I'm heading to?
No.
No?
No.
No.
Вылетите домой.
You fly back home.
To the U.S.
To the U.S.
Okay. Да, конечно. Okay.
President Biden agreed last week to freeboot in order to bring Griner home. It follows months of public pressure from Griner's fellow athletes and quiet contact between the CIA and Russian intelligence, who exchanged messages between Vladimir Putin's Kremlin and Mr. Biden. Throughout the summer, the Biden administration had tried to bring home both Griner and 52-year-old Paul Whelan, a private corporate security contractor who had been imprisoned for 4 years on espionage charges. But Russia refused.
I wish that Paul Whelan had been on that plane, too.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
We got to the point where it was clear that there was an opportunity to bring Brittany back. The choice wasn't between getting one American or the other back. It was the choice before us was one or none.
Whelan was also left behind in April when the Biden administration negotiated the release of Marine veteran Trevor Reed. Today, a devastated Whelan spoke by phone from a Russian penal colony.
My treatment is also much different than others held for espionage at other prisons.
Meanwhile, Griner is en route to Brook Army Medical Center in San Antonio, where she will get an evaluation.
Today, my family is whole, but as you all are aware, there's so many other families who are not whole.
Speaking of families not being whole, Margaret, what's next for Paul Whelan's attempt to come home?
Well, Jerika, Secretary Blinken told me this afternoon that this was just a one-for-one transaction, nothing more and nothing less. In other words, this isn't a diplomatic breakthrough that opens the door to other opportunities. And it also isn't clear what other cards the U.S. has left to play here to secure the release of Whelan or another American, Mark Fogel, who's been detained on drug charges. Over the course of the last few months, the U.S. has offered numerous Russians who are being held here in the U.S., and the Kremlin declined to take the offer. Their top priority was a one-for-one swap and Victor Boot himself.
All right, Margaret Brennan, covering the story from the very beginning. Thank you. Well, Griner's release has some raising concerns about the notorious Russian arms dealer who was part of the deal. That includes those responsible for capturing Boot and bringing him to justice. CBS's Jeff Begays has that part of the story tonight.
For any White House, prisoner swaps can be complex diplomatic maneuvers, and this swap for Griner is no different, primarily because of Victor Boot, the so-called merchant of death, whose exploits packed the plot of a Hollywood movie.
Free sample. Help yourself, okay?
And whose capture was widely celebrated by U.S. law enforcement. Rob Zaharias-Shevitz, who was on the DEA team that tracked Boot down, says that today's prisoner swap puts other Americans in danger.
Why was it a bad deal for the U.S., in your opinion?
I think that we just encouraged false detentions and hostage taking all over the world. I think we just sent the message out that it is good business to have an American citizen in your back pocket for that day you need a bargaining chip.
According to a new report, the number of U.S. nationals wrongly detained has increased dramatically. In the last decade, the number has spiked 175%. The detention of Americans like Trevor Reed, released in a prisoner swap earlier this year, and Griner offers the Kremlin leverage, which many anticipate Vladimir Putin will use as the Biden administration attempts to secure the release of Paul Whelan.
These swaps are complicated. One former U.S. law enforcement official says that Victor Boot served years in prison, is no longer a threat to the U.S. This official sees this swap as a win for the U.S. and especially Brittany Griner and her family, Jerika.
Absolutely. Jeff Begays for us tonight. Thank you. Well, in Congress today, a historic step to protect marriage equality. The House passed bipartisan legislation cementing federal protections for same-sex and interracial couples. CBS's Scott McFarland is on Capitol Hill with more on this landmark vote and what it means. Scott, good evening.
And Jerika, 25 days till Democrats lose control of the U.S. House. They've sent this bill to the president. For House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, in one of her final acts as Speaker, she enrolled the bill and said its passage was necessary because of the Supreme Court ruling in June overturning a different right, the right to abortion. Under the bill, the feds must acknowledge, recognize any valid marriage, no matter the couple's sex or race. And Jerika, this happens 26 years after Congress did the opposite, prohibiting federal recognition of same-sex marriages.
A lot of change in that time. Thank you, Scott. Utility crews in North Carolina have restored electricity to all customers nearly a week after gunfire attacks at two electric substations. More than 45,000 Duke Energy customers were in the dark. The FBI is assisting in the investigation. Authorities said today that a shooting last night at a South Carolina power facility was not connected to the North Carolina attack. Well, turning now to your money, as Americans are seeing some relief at the pump, gas prices continue to drop. They're now lower than they were 1 year ago. The national average is $3.33 per gallon, compared to $3.34 this time last year. Well, in tonight's Money Watch, CBS's Chris Van Cleve reports that despite falling gas prices, Americans are still being squeezed by inflation.
How low will they go? Plummeting pump prices below $3 at this Atlanta area gas station Thursday.
How much are you saving with gas prices down?
Oh, I said pretty penny. Pretty good penny.
After reaching an all-time high of $5.02 this summer, the average cost of a gallon of gas across the country is down nearly 35% and is cheaper than it was a year ago.
Where do you think they settle?
Well, I think below $3 could be the floor. Conceivably, if everything goes well, the national average could drop under $3 and spend time in the upper twos.
While plunging gas prices have given Americans some relief, they are still facing stubbornly high inflation, up 7.7% over the last year. Prices for groceries, rent, and household energy all remain high. The Federal Reserve has raised interest rates six times this year, trying to slow spending and tame soaring prices. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen told CBS Evening News anchor Nora O'Donnell for Sunday's 60 Minutes, the battle to curb inflation isn't over yet.
What is 2023 going to look like for the average consumer?
So I believe inflation will be lower. I am very hopeful that the labor market will remain quite healthy so that people can feel good about their finances and their personal economic situation.
Now, compared to the summer when gas prices hit their peak, Gas Buddy is estimating the average American driver is ending the month with about $80 more a month in their pockets. And if gas prices go to $3 a gallon on average, they estimate those savings will be closer to $100. Tarika?
Definitely matters for families. Thank you, Chris. Well, you can see more of Noor's interview with Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen this Sunday on 60 Minutes. Well, we have new information in the case of the 7-year-old Texas girl who was allegedly abducted and killed by a FedEx driver. In an affidavit obtained by CBS News, Tanner Horner told investigators he accidentally hit Athena Strand while backing up his truck, but she wasn't seriously injured. He says he panicked and put her in a van where he ultimately killed her. Athena's mother is speaking out tonight for the first time. Madeline Gandy said Horner was delivering part of her daughter's Christmas present when she was abducted.
The package is containing You Can Be Anything Barbies. Athena was robbed of the opportunity to grow up to be anything she wanted to be. And this present, ordered out of innocence and love, is one she will never receive.
Heartbreaking story. The Wise County Sheriff says his office is seeking the death penalty. Athena's funeral will be held tomorrow. The first three episodes of the Netflix docuseries Harry and Meghan debuted today. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex are giving us an inside look at their love story and their rocky relationship with tabloids and the royal family. CBS's Charlie Daggett has more tonight on the royal revelations.
This is a great love story. And the craziest thing is that I think this love story is only just getting started.
But the touching love story of a couple seeking happiness soon turned to more serious subjects. Allegations of racism.
8 days after the relationship became public, I put out a statement calling out the racist undertones of articles and headlines that were written by the British press, as well as outright racism from those articles across social media.
The media pressure only worsened after the engagement announcement at Kensington Palace.
No matter what I did,
they were still going to find a way to destroy me.
Harry accused the royal family of not doing more to protect Meghan. In a lighter moment, Meghan describes the culture clash of meeting the Queen for the first time.
We have medieval times, dinner and tournament. It was like that. Like, I curtsied as though I was like...
How she is?
Prince Harry made repeated references to Meghan's similarities with his mother, Princess Diana.
She has the same compassion, she has the same empathy, she has the same confidence. She has this warmth about her.
While the knives were out for the British press, more bombshells may come next week when the couple reveals what drove them to quit the royal family and the country. The series begins with a statement that members of the royal family declined to comment within the series. Well, we contacted the palace tonight and we were advised that no palace officials or members of the royal family were approached to comment on the content of the series. Jerrica?
Charlie, thank you. Well, back here at home, there are approximately 400,000 children in the nation's foster care system. Many of them face enormous challenges once they age out. Well, in tonight's Eye on America, CBS's Mark Strassman takes a look at how one program is fostering hope by giving young people the skills they need to succeed.
At 17, senior Julie Penafort could be just another kid bouncing around California's foster care system. Instead, she's found hope with help.
They're like family to me, so it's like I look up to them a lot, and they've made a big impact in my life.
They are First Star Academy at UCLA. This privately funded national program on 15 college campuses recruits, practically rescues, foster care kids when they're high school freshmen. It teaches them life skills and, you could say, improbably pulls college dreams out of a black trash bag.
A lot of foster youth know what the black trash bag means. Sometimes they only get a couple minutes to pack everything that they have in this room and take it to the next placement.
When a caseworker shows up with a black trash bag, they know it means it's time to go again.
Yes. Sometimes they don't get an alert.
Nationally, roughly half of foster kids graduate high school. 10% go to college. But First Star seniors, 97% graduate high school. Roughly 2 out of 3 enroll in 4-year colleges.
What is it your program is doing right?
We are providing them positive adult role model that is going to be with them for 4 years.
Consistency
is the key word.
I just think childhood experiences, you're taught to, you know, keep your head down, be quiet, to stay out of trouble and not get yelled at.
Isael Andrade is Julie's mentor. Now 23, this former foster kid went to 7 different middle schools.
I went to the same stuff that Julie did. You know, our stories are very similar.
Once a month for 4 years, they've met in person. But they're constantly talking, making sure she's on track.
It's like, I see him as a brother.
What's the biggest thing he's taught you?
I think how to stand up for myself.
Would you at 13 recognize you at 17?
No, I would not.
Julie's applying to college now.
Whatever she does, I'm going to be proud of her.
Her first choice, UCLA. For Eye on America, Mark Strassman in Los Angeles.
Mentoring matters. Well, police are chasing critical leads in the murder mystery in Idaho. More on the stabbing deaths of 4 college students next.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Tonight, police say they have received an overwhelming number of tips following their request for information on a car spotted near the home where four University of Idaho students were stabbed to death last month. Investigators asked for the public's help in locating a white Hyundai Elantra between 2011 and 2013. The tip lines are now being directed to an FBI call center. Well, she's headlined more than a dozen tours worldwide. How Celine Dion is revealing more about a career-threatening diagnosis. Celine Dion has revealed she's battling a rare neurological disorder called stiff person syndrome. The 54-year-old posted an emotional video on social media where she shared how SPS causes uncontrollable muscle spasms, making it difficult for her to walk and even sing. Dion has canceled some upcoming shows and postponed her European tour. There is no cure for SPS, but there are treatments that can relieve symptoms. Well, skydiving women from around the world take a leap of faith and soar to new heights. Next.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Finally tonight, skydivers are used to going above and beyond to pursue their passion. CBS's Nancy Chen introduces us to a group of women breaking records in honor of women who broke barriers.
Not even the sky's the limit for these women as they leap headfirst at 160 miles an hour, 80 skydivers linking together midair.
Let's go up and try it again.
Skydivers from 22 countries came together over Arizona to shatter the record for a jump of this kind. Melanie Curtis was among them.
Were you nervous at all when you were doing this?
When wasn't I nervous?
The effort was organized by Project 19. The skydiving group aims to inspire girls and women by honoring the 19th Amendment, which granted women the right to vote.
It's about doing things that have never been done. It's about saying we're not going to be small and silent. We're going to speak up. We're going to vote.
There are 35,000 active skydivers in the U.S., but only 14% are female.
We want people to start practicing and using this inspiration as fuel for action in their own lives.
Whether or not it involves skydiving.
That's correct.
Women soaring with each other to new heights. Nancy Chen, CBS News, New York.
Wow. Very cool, but I don't think I'm ready for it. Well, that's tonight's CBS Evening News. For Nora O'Donnell and all of us here, I'm Jerika Duncan. Thanks for watching. Have a great night.
If you like the CBS Evening News, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister? Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.